Good morning, Wanda. November's election may be a better one for Florida Democrats than they've been expecting. And if it is, they can thank the medical marijuana question, Amendment 2, on the ballot. Some new research suggests that college students are planning to turn out in big numbers to vote yes. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Rick Stone has more on this.
Recent surveys find college students increasingly disenchanted with voting and government. A poll from Harvard's Institute of Politics found only one quarter of young adults even planning to vote in this election. But those aren't Florida students with medical marijuana on the ballot. At the University of South Florida in Tampa, according to political scientist Susan McManus, 85% of students in our state are expecting a very big day.
The students absolutely believe that it will be a big get-out-the-vote success story, and it will raise turnout to the presidential level.
McManus and her assistants questioned communications and political science students in focus group settings, not in surveys with a random sample. She found a high awareness of and a lot of enthusiasm for the issue, but the bigger political story may be that students who go to the polls to vote for marijuana will be bringing the rest of their liberal-leaning opinions with them.
And that, of course, should be good news to Democrats who survived last 2012 election with last-minute surge in younger college vote in Florida. That's how Obama won Florida.
And here's how the Democrats could lose Florida, even with a big marijuana turnout by students. McManus says if the governor's race strays too far from issues and too deeply into mudslinging, interest will be lost, and students may vote only on Amendment 2 and bypass everything else. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
If you're a baby boomer and you grew up in Broward County, chances are a banana split or a hot fudge sundae at Jackson's was a part of your childhood. Well, Monroe Udell, the owner of the iconic Dania Beach ice cream parlor and restaurant, died yesterday at the age of 86. Udell opened Jackson's in the 1950s, and his secret recipe for ice cream, made fresh every day, has been featured on just about every food show in the country. Jackson's general manager, Jerry Smith, says he will remember Udell as someone who made a huge imprint on South Florida.
We're honoring him by staying in business and continuing the monument that he has built. He left such an enormous footprint in Broward County.
Udell helped raise more than $78,000 for Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital, as well as other charities and schools. President Barack Obama also recognized Udell earlier this year for voluntarily raising the minimum wage of his workers. A memorial service for Monroe Udell is scheduled for tomorrow. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.